Hello, everybody. Welcome back to that Eurovision site, Eurovision with a slice of life. I'm Kittens, and I've got the lovely Lewis with me. Say hi, Lewis.
Hello, hi Lewis.
And we are going to be talking about Basel as a host city for Eurovision 2025. Okay, so we were both physically on the ground in Basel. So we're going to kind of talk you through what we thought of the city and the events venues and what was going on as a host city. So not just talking about what's going on in the arena, that is a little bit of it, but also talking about a little bit further than that, what was going on at Euroclub and the city as a whole. Firstly, Lewis, what did you think
Yes.
of the arena and things like getting to the arena? And you also went to Arena Plus as well, so.
I did. Yes. So yes, Saint Jakob's Halle. It was in Basel, but it was like the most outside of Basel venue that they were putting the events on. Having said that, it wasn't all that difficult to get to. Thankfully, as part of the package, Basel were letting us take free transport with the tickets. So, all it was you just hop on the tram, few stops along the way, and you're there at St. Jakob's Halle. And I thought getting there was all right. I thought it was getting out of there that was the
I think
issue.
you have that with every event
I
venue,
mean,
though,
yes.
don't they? And
Yes,
they were
absolutely.
putting on like extra trains and stuff from the station, but I think everybody came straight out of the arena, went straight to the tram stop, which was literally across the road.
Yeah, so my first instinct was honestly just head over to the shopping center, kill some time there, have maybe a Burger King whilst you're waiting, and then maybe 10, 20 minutes later, hopefully the tram stop will be more free, and then you can get out. No, I felt it was a lovely venue. I think, yes, Arena Plus, that was interesting. So yes, so this was like the final night where it was like the stadium next door where they had 30,000 plus fans packed out.
So for those of you who don't know,
Yes.
it's basically literally across the street from the arena, like literally a stone's throw away from the arena, and it's where it's like a football stadium,
It
isn't it,
is, yes.
really, most of the time. 90% of the time it's a football stadium. But and it is just literally it is right there.
Yeah. So yes, more than anything, this was just a glorified viewing party. They had like a giant cube in the middle, which was where we were watching the show. Pre-show, we had a few acts do some entertainment. That was like an hour worth of, I'm forgetting most of the people, but Baby Lasagna was there. DJ Antoine was there. I forget the other two, but yeah. So for the first hour, it was fun because we had live entertainment. The rest of the show was just a viewing party, more or
With
less,
like 30,000 people.
with 30,000 people, which it created a fun atmosphere. But for what it was worth, I probably wouldn't be paying that kind of money again for that kind of experience, personally.
Especially when you had a lot of, I mean, they put on a lot of free viewing parties throughout the
Absolutely.
city as well. So at least you can say you had more of an enhanced experience out of it, I suppose, but
I
like.
guess. Yeah, I like the concept. I like the concept, but I think the price was way too steep for what I got. Having said that, the atmosphere was lovely, and I got a free shirt out of it. So I can't be too mad.
Yeah, like I went up to the arena. I only had tickets for non-final and non-live shows, so it was very chill when I was in the arena. Obviously, with those kinds of shows, the pressure's off a little bit. It's not quite as feral, and I did not go for standing for either of them because I've learned my legs don't want to do
No.
that. But you know, I think I got a great experience, and for the non-live shows, I think the tickets were really cheap.
Right.
As Eurovision goes, like not cheap cheap, but like
No.
as Eurovision goes, pretty cheap. So I was kind of like, this is actually like an okay experience for what I'm getting, and yeah, I was pretty happy with that. The arena was small. It felt small inside, you know, even compared to like Malmö and to Liverpool, which are my two main experiences of Eurovision in the arena. And there was a lot of blocking from the frame. The frame blocked the view quite a lot from where I was seated. But it is what it is. You are paying for to watch a TV production.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, so I feel satisfied that I got to see everything that I wanted to see. I didn't do Arena Plus or anything. I was at home, but I did do viewing parties. I went to viewing parties at the Village.
Village.
So we should talk about the Village, actually. This brings us on a nice segue into the Village. Because the Village for the first time ever. I'm not sure my Eurovision history, but for the first time in definitely a long time, the Village was indoors.
Indoors. It was interesting.
Yeah, it was kind of weird, especially as it was really, really nice weather as we were there for most part of it. But so the Village and the Euroclub and the Eurocafe and the whole kind of central hub for everything that was going on was held at Messe Basel. Which is a big conference center, I believe, normally. It is this long, sprawling set of halls that goes on for each side, and then there's like a like air gap in the middle kind of thing, where we had some inflatable artwork. We had SRG SSR had a temporary radio and TV studio set up. And there was some like sponsor stuff. I thought it was a very good idea to have it indoors. But it did kind of lose a little bit of the atmosphere of having it outdoors. I think it swings around about. If it had been raining a lot more, I think I would have been like, thank God
Oh
this
yeah.
is indoors. But you know, it was a pretty good Village. The only thing that was annoying was having to, you couldn't take a bag in there.
Oh right, yeah, absolutely. That's the most annoying part.
Like, I know why they do it, and like, it makes perfect sense, and at least the bag storage wasn't prohibitively expensive, and it was nearby, but it was just kind of like every time you were like, oh, I'll just nip in. Oh, wait, no, I can't.
And the worst part about the bag thing, and I saw this, I had to deal with this firsthand. So we were in the village for semi two, and I thought, okay, put my bag in my locker, put my phone on charging the locker, but like I need my phone, so I'm gonna like nip out like maybe kind of halfway through the show and try and get my phone and then come back in. I went out the village and then I saw the queue and I was like, no, I now have to queue for like half an hour to get back in. So yeah, that was The bag situation was the worst of the situation.
But I don't think that was that bad. It was just
No.
mildly annoying
Mildly
rather than
annoying,
anything else.
absolutely,
Just a
absolutely.
light inconvenience.
A light inconvenience, absolutely. I liked the village being indoors. It had like a proper, like a convention feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a proper like convention feel, and I quite liked that. I do understand though that it takes away the village aspect of it. I mean, considering what we
I
had last
think
year.
I am very much nitpicking, if I'm quite
Absolutely.
honest on this. I think it is, it was a good idea to do it that way. You can handle security and stuff so much better. You can, you do have that protection from the elements. It is, a little bit like slicker. I think it definitely would have been better to have fewer queues. The thing is, the queues were like fast moving once you got into them, but they just looked horrific. And the
They
amount of
look
people
terrific,
who
yeah.
like, because they were like queuing like two streets away at one point, and you were just like, because there was just like six entrances. So it was just a little bit like, a pinch point, I think. They could have had so many more entrances open. And then, at peak times, not like all the time, and it would have made life a lot easier. But again, I think I'm nitpicking here. The village was generally a pretty good experience. The price of drinks is the price of drinks. You go to a festival in the UK, the drinks are going to be horrific. It's the same thing in like Eurovillage and whatever, and they did do the recyclable. Like everything was like recyclable. You had to pay a deposit for everything. Like if you had a cup, if you had a plate, you had to go and take it back and then you'd get deposit back.
I wasn't clued in on
Lewis did not know this, and
that.
I was like, why have you not been getting all your money back?
If I had known, I wouldn't be. I mean, I'm glad I got one of each color, but
You're
like,
missing one. There was a group,
am I?
there was four colours, I'm sure.
Well,
But never
again,
mind.
I would have saved myself like 4 francs, 6 francs, maybe. I don't know.
But yeah, like I think it was very well done. The thing is, what I felt in there is it never really fully felt crowded.
Yeah,
Like it
absolutely
never
not.
felt like crushed.
No, yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the good thing about having each segment separated is because like I feel like most of the crowd was probably going to be right at the front at the main stage. So it's nice to have that like the food court where people can just sit down and get away from that kind of environment.
Yeah.
Whilst also still enjoying the show.
Yeah. I never even when like even when I was in the village for like vibe and stuff like that, I never felt like distinctly like hemmed in. Like I can't account for what it was like on an accessibility perspective or anything like that because I've that's not my thing, but equally I do feel like it had more opportunities for you to just get away. And the same with like Euroclub. So Euroclub was again in the other side of this event hall, in a slightly smaller space. But the one thing I did really like is there was a lot of like space to just go and chill out. So when it got like too much, or you'd been dancing too hard, or it'd gotten too warm, or you'd had a few bevvies extra, at least then you could just literally physically get away and chill out. And it also meant there was a lot more social spaces so that you could actually talk to each other, without if you wanted to see somebody and actually having a conversation, then you could just be like, should we just pop out into the foyer and have a chat? And I did that quite a few times with people, which is it's a nice balance between, on the dance floor for like 3 hours straight and having somewhere to chill a bit.
Absolutely. Yeah, no. I it's interesting because I feel like this is the first time I've seen it where, yes, okay, you have to pay a ticket to actually get into the club space, but anyone really could get into the foyer space. You didn't really need to have a ticket to get into that. So I've seen that's the first time I've seen it done that way. I enjoyed the Euro Club space. I enjoyed I never made use of it, but I enjoyed that there was a karaoke sector where you could just get rock up and just go karaoke. I probably should have made use for that because I paid a ticket to go on the karaoke tram without realizing at the same time I was due to be at the arena. So maybe I should have made use of that just to,
I
balance
mean,
out.
that brings us on nicely to like ancillary events and stuff going on just around the city as well. And I want to say that like Basel really pulled it out of the bag,
Oh, absolutely.
especially compared to Malmö. Basel felt like from the moment I turned up in Basel, and I turned up in Basel on the Tuesday before the week of the contest, and there was Eurovision flags everywhere, everything, like there was not a piece of that city that was not covered in Eurovision.
Your vision.
The word Eurovision was everywhere, and it really made it feel like a big community thing. Like, they had these little characters, these little guys, friends of Eurovision, guys that were everywhere, like on every shop and on every like restaurant, every bar had these friends of Eurovision things to be like, hey, hi, we'd like to like support and stuff like that. They had a big campaign with all the like museums and attractions where they were like, hey, you're here for Eurovision, why not also come and see stuff? And I don't think we had anything like that at all if from Malmö. I often joke that when I went to, when I went to Malmö, I went to three locations. I went to the arena, I went to the Euroclub, I went to the village, and that was it. With Basel, I felt like I saw a lot more of the city. There was so much stuff going on. There was art installations. There was, you went on the Eurovision
I
cruise.
did. Yeah, that was fun.
We went on the Eurovision karaoke tram and I stole a lot of Ricola. So thank you. This is not sponsored content, but the
We had
karaoke
this.
tram
You had a karaoke
was
tram.
amazing.
That was my biggest. Oh, I wish. I wish I had. I wish I had planned it better. Because I tried to go when everyone else, like when my friend groups were going, and then I realized, wait, I have family show tickets, so this is not gonna work out.
I mean, we went on Monday night, me and my bestie and Rory, who you'll know from the site, and his boyfriend, and we had the best time. We were with some group of people who I think were on like a hen night or a birthday, and it was a
I
whole
love.
community thing. There was also these two ladies, two German speaking ladies, who were basically just bemused by the entire experience. But they were living their best life, but they were just watching us going, what on earth is going on? And you would just have people like outside the tram because obviously they could hear it. They could hear somebody screaming Rim Tim Taggy Dim from the tram. And it was just fun. It was great. It was a great experience. And I went to some of the museums. There was like Eurovision themed rainbow themed exhibition at Fondation Belia, which I went to, which I probably said wrong. That was really, really nice. And a chance to see some like really interesting and specialist work, a lot of like Picasso and Basquiat and all sorts. So really interesting stuff going on there. But I can't stress enough, every inch of this city was involved. And it just felt like that everywhere you went.
Yeah, I mean, that's the lovely thing about when the cities make effort. and yeah, it was nice to be in Eurovision where, for once, granted, okay, Liverpool did a good job, but I feel like this was different because I'm familiar with Liverpool, so it was nice to have a Eurovision in a different city that I wasn't familiar with, and the whole city was involved. Yeah, Malmö, really, there were only really 3 points. Me and my friend Sam, who we were in Malmö last year and we were in Basel this year, we decided to do a little walk through Malmö, and it was so bizarre how you're at the arena, and then you could walk 20 minutes that way, and you'd feel like you're in a completely different, you're not at Eurovision anymore. Yeah, so it was nice to be in Basel. The city was lovely. Yes, a lot of trams, but really, the weather was lovely, and just the scenery was so lovely that really, I wouldn't have minded just walking from A to B most of the time.
I mean, the first week I did walk from A to B a lot. I had a lovely walk along the Rhine to get to a museum. And it was just really, really nice and chill location to be in. And it did genuinely feel like a lot of people were really welcoming. Like, I spoke to a local lady who was really, really proud that Basel had done so much for Eurovision. And she was, and I don't speak a lot of German. She didn't speak a lot of English, but she was, we were really trying. And she was like, it's so nice to see the city with like everything done. Like, I don't even, re she was, she didn't, she wasn't a Eurovision fan. She was just bemused by the whole thing, but she wanted to get involved because the city had done so much. And it was just really, really nice place to be in like that. It felt very welcoming. Like I did the turquoise carpet parade as part of OGA UK. That was wild.
I bet. Like,
It
I
felt
because I
like being in a pride parade, but for Eurovision.
because I hadn't arrived at that point, so I was watching on the YouTube stream, and it looked so complicated. I mean, complicated was the word.
I mean, it didn't feel complicated when it was in it. And it was really lovely to see because they have obviously a lot of these traditions around carnival and all the masks and stuff like that there. And luckily I was with somebody who knew a bit about it at that point and was telling me about all these masks and what they were for. So if you've seen the postcards, Abbaratilla's postcards where they're making the mask. Is a big like part of like Basel culture, and it's to like scare the monsters away is like you try and be more scary than they are.
Oh. Love
So it was very cool to see that, and them throwing glitter around and stuff like that, like obviously all biodegradable, recyclable, the whole thing. It was just really, it was a very bizarre experience to be in. But it was strange, just really
Strange.
strange. Like,
You
I've never
know,
seen a city do anything like that for Eurovision. I'd love to see other cities keep that up.
I've never seen a turquoise carpet where the first interview doesn't happen until an hour after it starts.
And they were full on laying the turquoise carpet at like midday.
Right.
Like the parade started at 2. They were still laying it in between the
My
tracks
God.
at Schifflander, at like 12. I was like,
Wow.
I mean, I have one more thing to say before I go, which is that every Eurovision city, we have
Please.
postcards are such a part of this competition. Having physical postcards like this was so cool. It says from Switzerland with love on the
Oh, I love that.
back, and tells you where where it is. So Wettstein Bridge and Cathedral. So this is literally like the main view of like Basel. And they had those. I mean, these ones were just literally freebies, that they had like at the information booth. That was Zoe May's one, I believe. I can't get it to focus, but of the like barges on the river. And it was just a really nice touch. The other thing I want to say is shout out to Wee Wee House of Helvetia for yet again pulling it out the bag and putting on an amazing event, kind of by the fans for the fans. That was a fantastic time.
I feel like this particular one, I think last year's with Emporia, granted, I don't know. I think last year's the space wasn't amazing. I feel like this is probably the best space they've had so far, but since they've started doing these kind of
I
events.
agree, yes.
Yeah.
It did get crowded in there, it did get hot, but again, I think it is, a great example of something that isn't, from the city specifically. Although obviously they worked with a sponsor, but I do think that it was a great event for fans, just really added a lot of value to the experience for a lot of people. And yeah, kudos. Any last things to say before we wrap up, Liz?
I will absolutely try and make plans to go to see Basel again, because from the sounds of things, whilst I still embrace a lot of the Eurovision in Basel, there's still a lot of things I'd missed out on, so I will absolutely try and go and visit again. Loved it. Trams were a delight. Shout out to the Greek
The
truck
Greek
in
food
Europe.
guy
Europe,
in
yeah.
Euroclub.
They were a gem. They were, yes. They lovely. I loved it. I loved it. Whereas last year, for more reasons than one, I kind of was like fine with heading back home. This year I didn't want to leave, so that makes all the difference, really.
Yeah, I just think it was a really welcoming city. Everything felt very easy. And I think they had gone out their way to make life quite simple and easy for a Eurovision fans attending, and lots of added extras, and it felt like a real community feel. And so, yeah. Thank you, Basil. We had a great time. Big,
I love it.
big, big, big love from us. I hope that Austria next year, wherever it may end up being, takes a lot of these lessons. It's not just putting on an event and a
No.
Euro club. Getting the whole city involved, getting that local feel of it can really pay out in the long run, because I just saw
Absolutely.
so many people making the most of the city. And I think there is a very good kind of feeling from the fans about how this went off in this city. And it's like you don't have to, but you can make the most of it, as I say, so really, really happy with the city as a whole. And yeah. Thanks, Basil. You've been great. Right. Thank you very much. That's been me and Lewis from That Eurovision site. We are on every social media handle everywhere, with at That Euro site. There is also the podcast at That Euro podcast, on everywhere as well. And obviously, don't forget to like and subscribe. If you want to hear more from us, we will be following more as the contest kicks off again next year. We've got a few wrap-up videos that are going to be coming out for the end of next year, and I will be covering things like Junior as well. So do keep an eye out for us. We've got plenty of interviews and stuff that we did in Basel on the channel as well. So if you want to relive anything, it's all right there. So. With that said, all that remains to say is thank you from me and thank you from Lewis. Peace out.
Oh,
Bye.
wait.